Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. We're here live taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls we go. I believe Stu is with us, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Stu.
Good evening. Hey. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for this wonderful radio show.
Thanks, Stu. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, let me tell you, I wish we had you guys every weeknight. Tonight, I want to tell you.
But before you go on, if you really do wish that to be the case, you could contact your local program director there. His name's Matt, hell of a nice guy, and let him know that you appreciate Free Talk Live being on Saturdays and ask him for weeknights.
True, because we get reruns of Levin, and he's okay, but I'm sorry, you guys are better.
Thank God. Yeah, I feel sorry for you, but hey, you know, that's conservative radio, right? I mean, Free Talk Live is a little unusual in the world of talk radio, and so that's why it's a little trickier to get on all six nights a week right out the door. So one of the reasons we have the Saturday show, besides the fact that we love doing radio, is that it helps us get our foot in the door so we can find people like you who appreciate this program and can share that information. That applies to everybody listening on the radio. If you're only getting the Saturday show, just call and say nice things to the program director about how much you like the show and how much you want to hear more of it.
Will do. And by the way, two of my favorite people in the world are from New Hampshire, or at least were based there, the great Maxfield Parrish, the wonderful painter, and a wonderful police captain named Massad Ayoub, who is
I'm familiar with him. Yeah. He does the firearms training.
Absolutely. Well, I want to tell you, tonight I'm a second-time cancer survivor. I'm 52 years old. I've dealt with seminoma, which tends to attack the glands of the body, and I'm still alive. I'm hanging in there. I'm in remission 3.5 years now. Thank you, Lord.
Congrats.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, with this new health care bill, they're going to have these new bureaucracies that are going to take a look at me, and they're going to see that I'm in a certain income bracket, which is lower than most people, because I'm currently on disability, and they're going to say, well, maybe we'll give him $80,000 worth of chemo, or maybe not. And that's what this new health care plan is proposing. I've read it. I've heard about it. I've got a lot of information from different sources, and I'm scared. Guys, what can I do?
Well, I don't blame you for feeling that way, because there's evidence to back up. Not only, I mean, you're saying you saw it in the plan, but there's evidence from other countries that have socialized medicine where essentially people that are up in the years, or as you're pointing out, don't have a whole lot of money to, you know, be extracted from to put into the system, are just not treated as well. I mean, they, for instance, there are stories out of Canada where people up in the, you know, their elderly years are just, they're just not given treatment, or they're put on really long waiting lists, or they're kind of shoved to the side because, well, if somebody who's 80 and not really in the workforce anymore perishes, what does that mean to the tax base there? Not much. It means, a lower amount of demand on their service.
And believe it or not, can I just tell you, several insurance companies that specialize in medical coverage are now putting together plans that involve excellent treatment, but also a plane ticket to India and Buenos Aires and other parts of South America. What is that all about?
Well, what it is that those areas have a freer market in medical care, and you can get medical care there more cheaply, so cheaply that it's easier to fly somebody someplace than it is to even do it here in the United States. Some insurance plans are currently doing that.
You remember we had a story that's similar to that out of the UK, where everything is socialized there. They've got socialized dentist care, and the people dentists from Hungary would send people up to the UK to set up tents or whatever and advertise that they could have a little, you know, little vacation to Hungary, get their teeth worked on, and you'll be back in time for Monday morning or something like that. And it's a fairly effective sale that they're making over there.
Well, I don't know what you know about the UK, but there doesn't appear to be a lot of dentistry going on over there.
Well, right. England isn't known for its teeth.
Well, and maybe that's because they have socialized dental care.
I don't know.
That I imagine that would be a factor there. Now, of course, the people who are supporting the government involvement in health care will point out, well, this isn't socialism. It's just mandatory health insurance. And that's all right. It may not be full-on, full-blown socialism, because right now it's a mostly socialized system in that over 50% of the dollars spent in healthcare are spent by governments. So it is mostly socialized at this moment.
Right, and I'm scared on this because I don't see where in the U.S. Constitution the federal government has the power to set up a federal in mandatory insurance program.
Well, they don't
for
follow
people.
The Constitution.
Right,
so
but that's
matter.
The problem, is I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that they had the right to set up Medicare or Medicaid, Social Security, or any of the other myriad of alphabet soup programs that they have out there. And so,
but we haven't answered the question yet, which was what to do about it. That's a great question, and I think a lot of people are facing that right now. I'm actually surprised, and pleasantly surprised, to hear people who are of a conservative mindset talking about civil disobedience, which I think is great. I think the more civil disobedience and non-cooperation we have in this country, the better. What I think is sad is that they didn't consider doing any civil disobedience while George Bush was drastically increasing the size of the federal government, far greater than Bill Clinton could ever have dreamed of. But nonetheless, at least they're considering it now. I think that's an option. I think refusing to play along with this system, refusing to pay them your hard-earned money is an option. I think, of course, getting up here to New Hampshire with other liberty-minded people is the best choice. But absent that, just getting together with people maybe in your area who are also willing to similarly non-cooperate, to not send money into the federal gang anymore. What do we need them for anyway?
Absolutely, positively. God bless you guys. Good night now.
Hey, thanks, Stu. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
Do you get the opinion that Stu might have been on the radio with the past?
I was just thinking that. He sure sounds like he could work at the station. 800-259-9231. I think that people not going along with the plan is the only way to solve this. That's always the answer. That's always been the answer. Whenever it's the federal, whether it's the federal government or the state government or the local government, whenever they pass some new regulation or set of rules or mandates or whatever, most Americans just go along with it. They go along to get along. They go with the flow. They stick their head in the sand. They don't want to see what is happening, the consequences, the awful things that the government is doing in their name. And it's just easy. It is easier to go along to get along. I mean, we've got wonderful things to distract us: bread and circuses, television, all kinds of neat things that we can do to pretend like there aren't awful things being atrocities being committed in our name.
I don't like to use the superlative like atrocities, but
atrocities when somebody gets their freedom taken away from them and locked in a jail cell. I find that atrocious personally. It's an insult.
Tend to agree.
So if you want to go along to get along, well, that'll always be the easy route. But if you really are sick and tired of what you see happening around you with the government constantly getting bigger and the regulations never ending. What was it, 40,000 laws passed in the United States last year?
It was 20,000,
like
including the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Just 20,000? Is that all?
I think that was the number. I might have been wrong.
Now, was that just at the federal level, or was that across the country?
No, that was every governmental agency, whether it's municipal, state, federal, and all those, combined.
Now, that's 20,000 laws. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all one page each. That means that there's like probably 20,000 times hundreds, right?
And that's just one year. You'd have to live three lifetimes to be able to read all of the laws that were in the area that you are standing right now that apply
your
to the
jurisdiction.
Area that, right, your jurisdiction, whether it's county, county, city, state, federal, all that stuff. And God help you if you step outside of that jurisdiction and go to the next one, because you'll need a fourth lifetime to get through those county and city laws too.
Now, they don't read their own laws.
No,
they don't follow their own laws. They don't follow their own constitution, which is much shorter than all the laws they pass every single year. So
right, the Constitution that was meant to be, that was written in plain English so that everybody could understand it, because, well, when they passed that thing through, the idea was, is we are going to keep this government under control. The king wasn't under control, but this government's going to be under control. And I guess we see how that went.
Right. So people who want things to change you're going to have to do more than just elect Republicans, because that didn't work in the 1990s, and it's not going to work in 2010. Electing Democrats and Republicans is not going to solve the problem of people wanting to control others, and the others who are being controlled allowing it to happen. There are more of us than there are of them. It's time we started acting like it. More coming up. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's a live Saturday edition. We're here to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. We being the Ian
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can get involved over there. shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to redo the bathroom or kitchen with the first place to probably look are knobs and pulls. And you can get great prices, incredible prices on knobs and pulls at internobs.com. It's a wholesale site. It's intended for decorators and things like that, but it's open to the public. And you can also use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and you'll get an additional 11% off. They have every style of knob and pull. Go to the big box stores, go to the specialty stores, find the ones you like, then go to innerknobs.com and get, use code FTL, get an additional 11% off their already wholesale price. Plus, they have a closeout section that are 50 to 80% off, and then you can use the code FTL to save another 11 on that. It's crazy. Innerknobs.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Go to Mark in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hey, Mark.
Oh, good evening, guys and everyone. I got an instance where we need some civil disobedience.
Okay.
I'm sure there's several similar cases throughout the country, but in my case, it's the health department. They're hassling people for gutters or for clutter in the yard or any or paint or any number of things. Mm-hmm. And one anonymous phone call can get these folks to come and snoop around and micromanage your property.
Oh boy.
The health department is worried about gutters? I mean, this sounds like a sort of a zoning or something.
Code enforcement. Code enforcement.
Oh, those guys are up to it too and stuff, but I'm dealing specifically with the health department. I guess President in 2012, we're going to have the Super Bowl, so they're trying to get everything all spiffy.
Gotcha.
Well, it's not just that. That might be an excuse, but what it is that city governments around the country are having a tough time getting money in.
They're broke.
So
because
they are.
It's all about extracting cash from people.
Right, so they're not just getting you to clean up. They're going to give you a fine, too.
What are they coming after you for?
There's $100 a week every time I don't have my gutters up.
Have gutters, rain gutters on your house? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what they want me to do. And I don't know how to hang gutters. And I have ice dams because of lack of insulation that tears off the old ones and tears up the new ones quick as I put them up. I took pictures, so I'm going in there to show them that Tuesday. But anyway, I want to say one way you can deal with this is when you're dragged into this court, request a transcript. And also, if you know any addresses that don't exist, say that there's some debris in the yard at that phony address. Send these people on a wild-ass chase.
I think that's a good idea. Make sure you call, though. If you're going to do that, make sure you call from a payphone or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe, I don't know how well they trace their calls and stuff. But you
here's another idea for you. I mean, if you're going to go into some sort of hearing, is it a hearing or a court trial?
Well, they call it a court. I call it a kangaroo court.
It's just a
goofy little thing where they have a judge, so-called, and they have their little minion inspectors and their little prosecuting attorney stooge of the establishment. It's total nonsense.
Sure, yeah, you can get a real fair trial when the judge works for the same gang that is coming after you, right?
That's what this is, yeah. It's just a little group of minions just hassling people.
You know, instead of just getting, or in addition to getting the transcript, which they might try to charge you for, depending on where you live.
Oh, they do. It's $1 a page or something like that.
Oh, my God, no. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is get a video camera or an audio recording device and bring
that
in with you.
They confiscated it, erased it, and I did get it back, but they told me next time I bring it, I will go to jail.
Really?
Right. Now, I love this. This is the way government operates. Now, they...
Transparency, Mark.
There's likely a camera right up in this room recording everything as it goes down.
I'd imagine.
It's okay for them, and their cop cars have it. All over government buildings, they have cameras recording you, what you are doing. But no way can you record them and what they're doing. And the question I have to ask is, because they always, if you don't want to go for a pat-down or if you don't want them to search your car or whatever, do you have something to hide? And my question is, does the government on all of its levels have something to hide?
You better believe
the cop that's pulling you over. I mean, they seem to.
What they have to hide is the fact they're a criminal gang.
They're a bunch of safety Nazis, what I call them. And I'm trying to get this shut down. I'm trying to do everything I can. But I call the local and various radio shows, And I drew a parallel between these guys and the police state that the feds are building. I told them we need to watch how this plays into that, how these guys are control freaks at the local level.
Absolutely.
And how they're possibly a branch of the world order. And they mocked me, thought I was crazy, but I still got that out there.
They are control freaks. I don't think they're necessarily tied in with the same people that are looking for world power. They're just little
freaks. There's some UN rules on how towns and municipalities, you know, should set up this and that and the other thing, and it's scary.
I don't have any gutters.
They have a template.
I don't have any gutters either.
But are they going to come around and throw me in jail?
Man, I tell you, the more I hear about what goes on around the rest of the country, the more glad I am that I'm up here. I mean,
I tell you, if I fight these people to the point where they somehow BS me out of my house, I'll probably come to New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, if you love liberty, if you love liberty, this is the place to be, my friend.
That sounds like it.
Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck out there. Let us know if you get a chance what happens. And
oh,
thank
definitely.
You. All right, 800-259-9231. You try to bring a video camera into their little kangaroo court, and they flip out about it. At least up here, we've had some success in bringing cameras into courtrooms. They don't like it when we bring them into the lobby. They've arrested people over that. So we have our own issues here. It's not a utopia. Let me make it crystal clear to anybody listening out there. This is not a utopia, and it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be a cakewalk achieving liberty in our lifetime, even with a whole bunch of like-minded liberty activists together. So anybody that thinks that they're just going to be able to come up here and take it easy and have liberty handed to them on a silver platter, it's not going to work that way. You've got to work towards it, and people have to be willing to put something on the line. Right now, his house is on the line, and he didn't even intend to be an activist. They just came after him because some silly building codes.
That's how it happens. It's sad. I mean, it's sad.
It never will stop as long as people keep going along with it. As long as people keep paying the fines and keep bowing down and keep obeying and doing whatever it is the bureaucrats demand of them, they'll just come up with more rules for you.
Yeah, they've got rules. Look, I grew up one zip code away from Longboat Key. You've got to get like a permit to put down new carpet inside your house there.
Wow, it's crazy. And somebody will snitch you out if they catch you.
If you paint your building the wrong color, out of here. You know, everything you do, you've got to get a permit for. You have to pay your little money to the...
That's not freedom.
No, it's nothing like freedom.
That's obedience. That's serfdom. That's you being owned by somebody else. But it's all because you've allowed it to happen.
They've advocated for it.
Right. I'm not talking to those people. They know who they are. But the rest of us, those of us who've been victimized by all these rules and regulations, we've all been responsible for allowing it to get this far. If people hadn't gone along with the demands when they were first made, however many decades or hundreds of years ago that might have been, then that would have stopped them there. It's not too late to stop them now, but if you're all alone, you're going to get rolled right over top of. I mean, we've got hundreds of activists up here in New Hampshire. They're still arresting people, throwing them in jail cells. They're trying their best to intimidate us and do what they're going to do, but we've got more people coming here. How many people are moving into your area to get active for freedom? Oh, you haven't heard of any? Not surprised. More coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you features including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. It's third-party certified. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. I've got it on my browser here. All I had to do was go in there and click, and it'll just load right up on the upper right-hand corner. Startpage.com.
Hey, Mark, point of information, you wanted to make a correction. It was not 20,000 new laws across the country last year. It was actually, according to CNN?
Yeah, according to CNN.com, 40,697. You were right. I was wrong. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Get reading, people. You got a lot of reading to do.
Right. Legislators in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, met in 2009, leading to the enactment of 40,697 laws, many of which take effect on January the 1st. Items as important as tanning beds, texting, and trans fats.
Oh, and don't forget the
people own you. Yeah. They decide how much you can tan. They decide when you can text. Which I don't. I do think that distracted driving is a negligent offense, and a person doing
that's already on the books, though, isn't it?
Right. Distracted driving is, but texting is a really bad idea while driving.
So toll free number here 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Nick is listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Hello, Nick. Nick going once? Nick,
I hear somebody. What's going on?
What's on your mind?
Sorry.
No problem.
Not too much, man. Love y'all's show.
Thanks, Nick.
I called in a couple times. Always enjoy it.
Welcome back. What's on your mind, Nick?
Just going to talk about the police and the idea of quotas. Whenever you have people that are supposed to be serving and protecting you. But, I mean, you know, if it's a sales job, I can understand a quota. But it's like, I feel like me and my friends have to hide out towards the end of the month because cops are, like, driving around, tailing you, trying to get you to speed up so they can pull you over. And
they will claim they don't have them. The police, when asked, will claim they don't have them.
Oh, they do. They absolutely. I mean, you know, they have these, like, you know, you can always tell towards the end of the month. You know, it's like everything just gets crazy about it. And I just think it's ridiculous that, you know, people are supposed to be protecting us or whatever. And, you know, they've got that whole thing going on. Another thing I wanted to say real quick, my girlfriend, I've had to kind of talk to her, but, I mean, like, letting the police into your house and stuff like that. I feel like people, because what you were saying earlier, people assume they have this authority over them, so they're, like, really quick to just open the door and let somebody in their house or, you know, oh, yeah, you can search my car. Yeah, sure, officer, you can do whatever you want.
No, just say no. Just say no.
I mean, what's the benefit if the police are in conducting an investigation?
And they always are. You can presume that if they're talking to you, they're conducting an investigation.
Right. Well, you know, I think there's times to let the police officers in your house, which is, say your house has been broken into. That's the time to do so. But if you haven't called them, you know, what's the benefit to you to letting them in the house? And, you know, the idea is that, well, they'll look around, they won't find anything, and they'll leave. But I'll tell you what, if you close the door and say, you can't come in, they'll leave too. Goodbye. Probably a better policy is just not answer the door at all.
But that's what they do in the movies, and that's what they do on TV. Everybody always answers the door for the police and always talks to them. Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted, and a former police officer down there in Texas, has made it very clear that the best thing you can do when it comes to the cops paying you a visit is to not even answer the door. Not even talk to them through the door. Don't even talk. There's no reason to talk to these people. The people in the ghetto understand that if you talk to the police, it just leads to them finding something to arrest you for.
The videos I've seen of this particular tactic being used, they're amusing as heck to me because, well, the cops really don't know what to do when the door doesn't get answered. What are they going to do? Kick it in?
Well, if they're going to do that, they can do that anyway, right?
Right. If they want to kick the door in, they'll kick it in anyway. Right. Believe me, they do it all the time.
So, anything else you want to share tonight, Nick?
No, but I just appreciate what you guys do, man. And I'm going to be calling. What did you say the station manager's name was up here at WFLA? Was it Matt?
Matt Millar is the program director there. Great guy.
He's a
good guy, and thank you for doing that in advance. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. I hope to hear you guys on weekdays. Going to be here pretty soon, hopefully.
All right, man. Have a good night. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He also mentioned the car situation. Obviously, it's easy if the cops are coming to your front door to ignore them. That's really easy to do, and you should do it. But in your car, you're in a completely different situation. Clearly, you can't just ignore them because they're going to run you off the road and possibly shoot you.
That's going to be what happens.
Right. So you have to handle that. You have to handle that differently. But if the police are asking you, the most important thing you can remember, I think, is if the police are asking you if they can search your car, the reason they're asking is because they don't have any reason to do so. If they wanted to search your car and had probable cause or reasonable articulable suspicion that a crime was being committed, then they could go ahead and do that. But if they're asking you, that is them getting your permission to invade your privacy. And there's nothing good that's going to come of it. Even if you have nothing at all in your car that the police might be interested in, then it's still worth your while to say no.
They're going to make a mess.
Because, they'll take all your stuff out of your car and you get to put it back together. I've never heard a story in my years of doing this show that I can recall of anybody saying, yeah, the cops searched my car and put all my stuff real nice and neat right back where they found it.
Nice guys.
No, it just doesn't happen that way. They don't have any obligation to do that.
They are not a cleaning service.
No. So there is no reason to say yes to a search. You don't have to be rude about it. You can be respectful.
Being rude is probably not going to get you what right. You know, what you're hoping for.
You can still be respectful toward them and just, you know, make it clear that, well, I understand, I appreciate you asking, but I've got other things I'd rather be doing, so thanks, but no thanks. No. Just say no. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. We'll go to Mark listening to WTNY in Watertown. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going tonight? Hey,
what's on your mind, Mark?
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking that no one's doing anything about it. We need to get behind the people from that took the they took it by the hand and they actually did a Continental Congress. It's WeThePeople.org. They took three people from each state, voted them in, and had the first Continental Congress since our Constitution was signed.
I'm familiar with Bob Schultz and the organization.
Some of our friends from New Hampshire were involved in that Continental Congress.
So the Continental Congress is over. What did they come up with?
Well, it's supposed to be coming out in the next few weeks, and they're going to use the last sentence of the First Amendment, which offers our last chance to take back our servant government, basically, which is redress against the government, which is holding back funds.
Now, how long have you been following the We the People organization? That's the organization that's behind the Continental Congress that you're talking about.
Several years now.
So then you know that they've gone to the Supreme Court and been slapped down on their question about having the court look at the last sentence that you're referring to, the idea that people have the ability to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Are you familiar with what happened to them there?
Yeah, they did get turned down. What
right, the lower court basically said
getting all the people in back of that last sentence and going after our government. I see nothing left.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I think there are other things left, and I think that it's going to require more action than unfortunately, it's going to require more action than I feel that the Continental Congress was willing to take. All the Continental Congress came up with this last time was essentially, well, we asked them before by going in front of the Supreme Court, we're going to ask them again to let us redress our grievances, and I know what the answer is. I think
they took three people from each state, and
it's a great idea. You're
spread the word, and I think if enough people get behind them, I think that the Supreme Court's going to have to act on some of these issues.
Let's talk about it. I want to bring you back here, if you don't mind. Hang on, because we're very familiar with this. We've had Bob Schultz on this program. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who is the head of the We the People organization.
Man.
Very nice guy, very friendly man. But I want to take a closer look at exactly what has happened with his organization in trying to hold the government accountable or at least get them even answer questions, which is what a petition is. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong and how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, we give you the features on the website, which, by the way, has been completely redesigned. It's the new FTL 2.0 website at freetalklive.com. We still give you the features on the website. Say for free. The live streaming, the podcast, the forum, all that stuff. It's all free. But if you want to support the show, $3 a month is all that we're all that we ask. You can get more if you feel like it, but that $3 a month will get you access to some perks, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only forum, and the AMP only podcast. But that, most importantly, that money is, allows us to expand. It allows Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations across the country, which we're now on over 62 stations from coast to coast. It allows us to get the message of freedom out there more effectively into a population that, boy, do they need to hear it. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get some perks. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com.
And Manchester Brewing is the maker of Naughty Nancy's Nut Brown Ale, the only beer that tells you when you need a spanking. ManchesterBrewing.com.
We continue here. We've got Mike, I think, still with us, listening in Watertown to WTNY. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You'd called in tonight because we've been talking about, it's easy to talk about all the problems with the government, and our favorite solution, of course, is the Free State Project for people that love liberty. But there's some other folks out there that got together this back in 2009, toward the end of the year, for the Continental Congress. And as you were pointing out, they got multiple people from, like, at least three people from each state. I think it was actually the 48 of the states. But anyway, yeah. A bunch of people came to, was it Illinois? Were they?
Yeah, it was near Chicago.
Yeah, they went to...
Central place.
Right, they went to Illinois. They got together over like a week-long event, and they came up with some declarations, if you will. They came up with
the Articles of Freedom.
Right, and this is an organization called We the People, and they've been very active over the last couple decades or so, and I've been paying close attention. I used to be on their email list. I'm no longer on their email list because I was kind of turned off by their anti-immigrant kind of zealotry that that they had, but that's another issue. Nonetheless, I did like a lot of the things that they were doing, and one of the things that they've been known for over the last decade is that they've been trying to get the federal government to answer questions about the constitutionality of the income tax or the war in Iraq and a variety of other very unconstitutional matters. They've been trying to just simply get the government to answer questions, and they've used their what they believe is their right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, meaning they would write down their questions, present them to the government agents, and hopefully get an answer. But they never did. And they tried and they tried and they tried, and they never got word one out of any of the, you know, the heads of the bureaucracies or the so-called representatives or even their staff. Nobody would answer their questions. So then they took it to the court system and they said, well, we're not getting any redress of our grievances, so we want to know what it means. What is this? This apparently had never been challenged before. The Supreme Court had never looked at the issue of what a petition to, or to a petition petitioning the government for a redress of grievances, as it says in the First Amendment, what that actually means. And so they tried to take it up to the Supreme Court. And the court that was right before the Supreme Court, is it the federal appeals?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, they essentially shot it down. Their ruling was, as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but their ruling was that, yeah, you have the right to petition the government, but the government doesn't have to answer your petition. That's what they said. They took that, they appealed that then to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court kicked it back down. So by refusing to hear the case, the Supreme Court essentially agreed with the lower court. The Supreme Court let the ruling stand from the appeals court. So the official ruling now is that you can ask all the questions you want. We don't have to answer them, which is right along with along in line with everything else the Supreme Court has said over the years about how the government has no obligation to provide you with any level of services or anything at all, anything whatsoever. They have no obligation to do anything like that. So why on earth would they have an obligation to answer your questions? So now, after going through all of that, the We the People organization comes back. They go through this this Continental Congress that you were talking about, and they are essentially going to try again. They're going to try to go back to the Supreme Court. And like you were saying, you think that if a bunch of people are behind them this time, it's going to make a difference. I'm telling you, it's not going to make a difference. So my question for you, Mike, is what if I'm right and that the Supreme Court kicks it right back again, doesn't hear it, or maybe they do hear it and they shoot it down again, then what?
Well, I think you've lost your government at that time.
We've lost it now. I mean, I don't want my government. It's not my government.
At that point.
Say, what? What happened?
It's turning into a socialist state at that point, right?
It's already socialist, dude. It's already fascist. It's already both.
And act together. And if we can get enough people behind somebody who's trying to accomplish something, I mean, and you get millions of people, they got to listen sooner or later.
Well, I question this millions of people. I mean, if you look at the Ron Paul phenomenon as it occurred in 2008, it was incredible the amount of people that got out there. But when you saw the popular vote for this candidate on the in the Republican primaries, it was 8, 7, 6%.
Yeah, but look what's happening now. There's so many more people that are aware of what's going on, and you know, I mean, right down to local government, it's got way out of control.
What makes you think the Supreme Court's going to care if there's 1,000 people or 20,000 or 2 million people behind the case?
If you get millions of people behind them, someone's going to listen. I just have that feeling.
What if it doesn't?
I'm not sure about any of it. But
so you said So you said if it gets kicked down, then you've lost your government. Well, first of all, it's not my government. I don't want anything to do with them, so I could care less. But you personally, what are you going to do then?
Well, there's your government, because they control every aspect of your life.
No, not really. I pretty much ignore them, and I don't really pay much attention.
You buy a driver's license?
Oh, we're talking about the federal government here, specifically.
Well, it all comes right down. It trickles down to everything.
But let's just talk about the federal government right now, because that's the one that's really out of hand, more so than anything else. So I'm again asking you personally, what will your next step be if this tactic by the We the People organization fails?
Well, I think then you got to go back and you got to keep attacking it at a state level without a doubt. But I think that
so secession? Secession?
What's that?
What are you talking about? Like secession, declaring independence, and leaving the union?
Yeah, you got to get all the state government behind you, and people just have to get together and work it from the bottom up. If it won't work from the top down, let's try a different angle and go from the bottom up.
Now, Mike, where are you calling from? I'm sorry, New York.
New York.
Okay. Well, I think it'll be you're gonna have a bastion of liberty there when you finally get the folks in New York State to secede so that they can have a free state from the federal government. But I agree that you have to get enough people behind you, sort of a concentration of people that that want liberty. But have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yeah, I have heard a little bit about it. Yeah.
And what the idea is to concentrate enough liberty-loving individuals in one state so that they can have effect in that state. Now, it's not a secession movement.
I support secession.
Right. Well, we're both Free State Project members in New Hampshire, and we both support secession. But even if they just enacted independence under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which they were, the pivotal state in signing in New Hampshire, I think that has a heck of a lot better chance. In New Hampshire, you're talking about a citizenry of 1.3 million. In the United States, people aren't plugged in. They care more about Britney Spears' haircuts than they do about what you and I are talking about here. The federal government is this big, juicy, delicious, sweet plum sitting out there for those that want power over other individuals and want to make money from people that don't, make money from people that work by not working themselves or not providing a service that's commensurate with what they're, the work that they're getting paid more than what they're worth. It's just too valuable to those people, and I think you should look into, if you want to see something more efficient, into the Free State Project.
Well, I'm not going to run to another state. I'm going to stay in New York State.
That's fine. Good luck, my friend. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and let us know what happens with the whole We the People thing, because it's been failure after failure so far, and I don't think the Supreme Court's going to give a damn if there's 100,000 or a million people behind the effort.
I think that it's very brave what the We the People organization has done as far as withholding their taxes from the federal government, in the same way the Founding Fathers did.
I support that.
Right. I absolutely do. But I think that people concentrated in a geographic area are going to have a better chance handling it if for whatever reason the feds decide to come after.
Do you think that the people who would say something like Mike just said, that, well, I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to stick it out where I am. This kind of mentality of, well, does that suggest that they might feel like they're losing if they have to move away?
Maybe. I don't know. I always sort of
like wondered, it's a retreat.
Yeah, I've sort of wondered. I think about places like Mississippi or Alabama, where one might say that black people weren't as free a few short decades ago. That's how I feel. And why would the black people stay there? You'd think that they'd go places where they would be more free.
Stubbornness, comfort, comfort zones,
lack of money. It costs a lot.
Many of them are very expensive.
Well, you've got a piece of land right there. Where are you going to go live when you go to Chicago or something? So I don't know the reasons why people make those decisions, but to me, it's the most effective system.
Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.